could you chime in here, please? I know this probably seems like the Irish goodbye, you know, you say goodbye and an hour later you're still at the house trying to say goodbye and get out. But we stretched it to a week because we believe so much in the traditions and the love and respect we have for Father Steve. So first of all, I'd like to present to Father a book. Many people sent us photos, we did the poem, we had those put together, and I'm presenting this beautiful book, and we'll have it to the back so people can see it. It really captures his the memories we have of him, and the book's final stance page, we can't even talk, says, "This book is dedicated to Father Stephen Adrian for the spiritual guidance, laughter, love, and joy you have brought to St. Matthew's. You will forever be in our hearts and prayers." So this book.
As of today, I've got no power. and I will never attend another decision-making meeting. I will never hire anybody. I will never fire anybody. I will never do a performance review. I will never sign a corporate check. And all of that's just fine. I will have recognition put on my telephone that I need it. So anytime the chancellor there is a call, I will not answer. So he's invited me to do that. And so this Friday will be my privilege to officiate at the funeral and burial of Marge Norwich, and then on Saturday, the funeral and burial of Dalton Apolowski, and on Saturday afternoon, the wedding of the young couple from this parish. That stuff I'm not tired of. But the other stuff I've been tired of for a long, long time. Letting go of that.